Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
And we're hopeful that Lucy will be back with us on Monday morning, all being well. In the meantime, it's a new year and lots of people are turning their thoughts to volunteering for something or other. Now, CCVS, which supports community and voluntary groups, is organising two online fairs, both over lunchtime, so no excuse for not taking part. And to tell us a little bit about that, Christine is here from CCVS. Morning to you.
Morning, Julian. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah, and you too. So tell us about all of this. First of all, the CCVS as an organisation, when you're not organising these volunteer fairs, what do you do?
Well, we're a charity set up to help the voluntary sector across a large chunk of the county. So we help with governance and volunteer management, fundraising, sort of all aspects of sort of getting and keeping voluntary groups up and running.
And I guess this could stretch from voluntary groups, large and small, from maybe, I don't know, a small community group just doing something for the area they live, to something much larger.
Absolutely, yes. So, yes, from national charities that have areas, you know, branches in this area, to really tiny charities that only have three people in them doing some fantastic work.
Okay, so you've got these two lunchtime events coming up, which are online, I think.
Yes, that's right. So we tried out last year and we thought, well, online probably is the best thing to do at the moment.
I wonder if also with these things, you get a different set of people taking part. You know, you may get some people, of course, who would have much preferred to have come to something in person, but, you know, it's online. So you get those people and maybe people who think, oh, I'm not going to go down there to do this, but they do still want to do some volunteering. So they're interested in doing it over Zoom or whatever online means you're using.
Yes, so we, in the past, we've run a Volunteer for Cambridge Fair at the Guildhall alongside the City Council, and they were in person, and about 1,000 people came along to the last one, I think, which was a couple of years ago now.
That's nice. That's not too bad going at all. I think I might have been to a couple of those, actually, myself. So tell me, what can people get out of volunteering?
So the opportunity is to give back to your community and to help others. You get to meet new people, learn new skills, gain experience. So it can be a great way of getting you more connected with your local community, but also to gain more skills and experience that might be relevant for your employment or progression at work. Mm. So it could be it's a really useful thing to be doing for yourself and for others.
I guess that's the thing, is it's being able to, I don't know, you might have a skill that you have already, but you can develop it off in a slightly different direction. Who's taking part this year? Who's signed up that we can find out about?
Yes, we've got 10 organisations signed up, 5 for each lunchtime. Would you like me to run through who they are?
Ever so quickly. I'm almost at the pick your favourites thing. That's a bit mean, actually, up to a point. Give us a couple of examples of ones which maybe reflect the sort of breadth that you've got of people taking part.
Well, we've got some of them are looking for befriending volunteers, some of them are looking for events volunteers, some of them are looking for people to help out with deliveries and others working with children who perhaps have struggled in school and are looking for a therapeutic education, an amputee charity. It's quite difficult. I don't want to name names. Choose your favourite child.
Which is your favourite? No, we'll move on. In terms of the organisations, how do they then, sort of giving like a mini presentation about what they do?
Yeah, so they'll all be giving a very short presentation of around 5 minutes and then the opportunity to ask them questions. And there'll be a form that people can fill in online just to express interest in any of the groups they hear from. So they just tick one, you know, a tick box type exercise that will be sent off to the groups, and then they'll arrange to have a chat with people and take things from there.
Oh, that sounds fairly straightforward. So 25th of January and the 1st of February, how do we sign up to attend this?
Well, if you go to our website, which is www.cambridgecvs.org.uk, You'll see there there's the volunteering fair is advertised quite widely on our website. So you just click on there and you can sign up and everything will happen from there, basically.
Everything will fall. You get the link sent to you, I guess, and then you can take part in that. Tell me, have you done any volunteering yourself, Christine?
Yes. Yes, so I've been volunteering all my adult life and perhaps a bit before as well.
Right. So, doing what?
Well, at the moment, I'm a befriender for Age UK.
Right. What does that involve?
It involves talking on the phone once a week to a lady and who isn't able to get out of her home. And it's just an opportunity for her to have a chat, really, with somebody about whatever she wants to talk about. So I do that at the moment. I used to do in-person visiting, but that has had to stop for now.
Yeah, I guess. Well, hopefully within... who knows, actually? But hopefully within within a short space of time, great things will... I know it's not going to be overnight, but slowly but surely we'll be able to do something which is a little bit more resembling normal. But look, this is a great event. And so just go to the website, I guess, for if anybody wants to take part in that, volunteer for Cambridge, the online lunchtime fairs. Christine, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Cambridge 105 Radio.